happy with your debut?
I'm very happy with my debut. I'm glad, you know, I was able to get my feet wet. We were able to stay healthy and come out with a win. It was a good experience.
What did it feel like to get in the end zone? I mean, first game, get in the end zone.
It felt great. I mean, I was just so focused on scoring. We had a little timeout before we got in, and, you know, we were just trying to keep the energy and the momentum that it took to get up to the end zone at that point. But once I got in the end zone, my mind really went blank, and, you know, it was a great feeling.
You got a nice escort.
Yeah, we had great push by the O-line and the fullback, and the end zone was wide open, so it was good.
I think they knew you could make those runs. Tell me about the 21-yarder around the edge with some speed.
Well, yeah, we just ran an outside zone, and the DN was playing a head-up technique on the tight end. So, you know, I knew that if the fullback captured the safety that was playing down in the box, we could get on the edge. And, you know, that's exactly how it played out. The offensive line really did a good job blocking it up properly, and, you know, we had success.
Rashad said he saw your eyes were wide open when you first came out. Sort of whites of your eyes almost.
Yeah, it was my first time stepping on the field. You know, it was really exciting for me. But I was just, you know, focused and confident, and, you know, it played out really well.
How much confidence does a performance like this, initial whatever, first preseason game, give you in the career?
Well, it gives me confidence. You know, I feel like, you know, I'm supposed to be here. Like, I'm a part of the team now, and at the same time, we do have a lot of work to do. It wasn't perfect, and I know that, you know, Coach Coughlin described it as, you know, it's just a full-speed practice. So, you know, there's still a season ahead, and we got a lot of work to do to, you know, clean things up and look like a championship team.
Were you in for any pass protection plays?
A couple. There was maybe, I think I was in for about two.
Yeah, how'd you do on those? I mean, that's going to be one thing that they look at.
Yeah, I did good, but none of the linebackers blitzed, so, you know, I just, you know, loosed them. I checked out.
You've told us a lot of stories about, like, your college type streets,
It's different looking at, you know, 6 and 7 man boxes, but, you know, I'm playing at a, you know, with higher level competition. You know, the defense is faster, the safeties are heavier, so it's still an adjustment. But, you know, today was a great day for me and for, you know, my team, and, you know, we just got to move forward.
Sometimes guys, rookies make these kind of impacts in the second half. You did it with the starting unit. Does that add a little more credibility to it, you think?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I think so.
Thank you.
You have the ball so much in your hand. You just feel comfortable with the ball. I mean, this is a different level. But is there a comfort level when you tuck it under and you run?
Yeah, you know, I feel like God built me to run the ball, to play football and carry the ball. So, you know, once I tuck it away, I do feel comfortable. I feel like I'm, you know, doing what I've been built to do. So it's just fun being out there. I'm just having fun playing the game.
You know, Mrs. Reed, Andre Reed's mother, did you know her at Parkland High School? She works there.
Did
you get to know her? Or Springhouse middle school.
I didn't go to Springhouse.
Did you know about Andre? Could be from Allentown?
I really just learned his story that he went to Deriff and played at Kutztown. But I didn't know until now.
Were you here at the ceremony last night?
No, I wasn't here.